Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Light. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. Man, I hope you got to tune in last weekend to our Christmas gift giveaway show. That was a lot of fun. And we gave away gifts to listeners tuning in to stations out of Springfield, Missouri, Prescott, Arizona, Chico, California, Eugene, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and more. And we'll tell you who some of those winners are later in the show. This week on America Outdoors Radio, we've got some great guests for you. One of them is our old friend Josh Warren with WorkSharp. This is the time of year that you're spending a lot of time in the kitchen preparing holiday meals and get-togethers involving food, and that's why you need a knife sharpener for your kitchen. And Josh will tell you about the entire lineup they have of kitchen knife sharpeners that you might want to purchase this holiday season. Someone else we'll talk to today is Maria Davidson. She is a large carnivore program manager for the Safari Club International Foundation. She just wrote a great op-ed that was published in the Outdoor Wire about why hunting is important when it comes to black bear management, because states that don't have hunting are having some real problems with black bear populations and lots of human conflicts too. And then we get to talk to Tim Christie. He's an award-winning writer and photographer. As a matter of fact, one of the best wildlife photographers I have ever met. And he's got a brand new book out. The title of the book, Stories Painted with Light. And it features 50 different great photographs of animals and birds, and in one case, even a reptile, that are just amazing. And what's great about this book is that it's not just the photos that are in this coffee table book. It's also the backstory about how Tim got the picture. And that makes it way more interesting. You're going to love our conversation with Tim, and you're probably going to want to go to his website at timchristiephoto.com to get a copy of this book for yourself and probably a couple more as gifts for friends and family. Before we talk to our guests, though, we've got some outdoors news to share, and one big story out of the firearms industry is going to start things off. From Outdoor Life, we learn that Rem Arms, also known as Remington, is going to close its historic Remington gun plant in Ilion, New York. They've been there for 195 years, but in March they're going to shutter operations there, and this is going to affect some 271 employees. This isn't the first time that this plant has been closed over the years. Remington certainly had their financial problems, but there's a lot of history they are leaving behind. We are literally talking about generations of family members that have worked at this plant. As you may recall, the Remington Outdoor Company filed for bankruptcy in 2020, laying off 585 employees without severance benefits and halting operations in Ilion. However, an investment firm called the Roundhill Group purchased the manufacturing plant, along with a second Remington facility in Tennessee that made handgun barrels, and renamed the company Rem Arms. In May of 2021, 230 Rem Arms employees returned to the Ilion plant, where they started mass producing Remington 870 shotguns and Model 700 rifles. Fast forward to 2023, and about 300 employees were clocking in at the Ilion plant every day, making it the largest employer in rural Herkimer County, New York. It appears Rem Arms is moving their operations from New York to LaGrange, Georgia. And Jim Shepard, writing for the Outdoor Wire, says the political climate in New York may be a factor because New York State, according to Shepard, and I think this is true, is neither welcoming or conducive to locating any firearms-related company. In fact, Rem Arms' letter on this subject mentions an environment in Georgia that supports and welcomes the firearm industry. So what is Ilion, New York's loss is going to soon become LaGrange, Georgia's gain. We'll keep you posted on any more developments from Rem Arms. In other news, registration is now open for Cabela's Big Bass Tour. And they are giving out a lot of money this year. Let's talk about $2.2 million in guaranteed prizes and payouts. There's going to be events in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Missouri, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. And these tournaments are not for the pros, they are for amateurs. And I got to tell you, I love fishing big bass tournaments. Here's how they work. You actually have hourly payouts. Now, the Big Bass Tour from Cabela's is actually paying the top 10 caught every hour. So the biggest fish of the hour that's weighed in, that's going to give you a $1,000 paycheck. The 10th place fish, a $100 paycheck. And the biggest fish caught for the tournament, well, that lucky angler is going to get a Nitro Z18 bass boat. It's going to be equipped with a Mercury 150 Pro XS outboard, a Minn Kota Ultrex 24-volt, 80-pound trolling motor, a Helix 9-inch SI Generation 4 with GPS fish finder on the bow, and an 8-inch one on the console. The total value of this boat, $55,600. Something else I like about the Cabela's Big Bass Tour is that the registration fees are very affordable. We're talking $250 for a 3-day tournament, $165 for a 2-day tournament, and $115 per angler for a 1-day tournament. There are going to be 4-day tournaments at a few lakes, and for those, the entry fee is $325. There's also going to be a junior division, and the entry fee for juniors is only $75. That's for participants under 12 years of age. Anglers 13 and over, they will compete for full payouts and pay full entry fees. If you're wondering about the schedule, I can tell you that the first tournament is going to be February 9th through the 11th at the Harris Chain of Lakes in Florida. February 29th to March 3rd is going to be Lake Conroe in Texas. That's a 4-day event. March 15th through the 17th, Clarks Hill, Georgia is the place that the big bass are going to be caught at. And I'll let you go ahead and check out the rest of the schedule yourself. Just go to BigBassTour.com. That's BigBassTour.com. By the way, the first 250 anglers who register for any event will get an Abu Garcia fishing rod. Again, the website to go to, BigBassTour.com. Looks like a great opportunity for you amateur bass anglers out there. And man, oh man, talk about some great prize money. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And if you are looking for a great Christmas gift, you would do very well putting a firearm from Henry Repeating Arms under the Christmas tree this year. There's over 200 models to choose from, everything from wall hangers like Tribute Edition lever action rifles to rifles you'll want to use out on the range or in the field or on the ranch. All of Henry's firearms are made right here in the USA. They're all rugged, they're known for being reliable and accurate right out of the box, and they each come with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. So, do it upright this holiday season. Get somebody you love a Henry for Christmas. Last but not least, it's time for one of my favorite segments.
It's time to talk record fish.
From Field and Stream, we learn a 10-year-old angler caught a massive 41-inch drum surf fishing on a barrier island off the coast of Georgia this September, and in doing so, set a new youth world record. The angler in question, 10-year-old Graham Lewis, who was fishing with his dad. It had been a slow morning surf fishing at St. Simon Island, and they were about to pack up around 10 a.m. when one of their surf rods, baited with fresh mullet, doubled over, and Graham began battling what would prove to be an International Game Fish Association Junior World Record in the recently instituted length category for drum. Graham told the Brunswick News, "The rod went off and my dad told me to reel it in. I just was bent backwards trying not to let the line snap. It felt like a normal-sized redfish at first, but when I caught it, I was surprised." It took Graham several minutes to work the fish into shallow water where Tom was waiting with the net. After putting the bull drum on an IGFA certified measuring board, they recorded a nose to tail fork length of 105 centimeters. That's 41.33 inches. Way to go, Graham. And, by the way, Graham's father, Tom, also founded the Kids Can Fish Foundation, which offers camps, clinics, and other events to get kids hooked on fishing. It's a nonprofit that hosts the annual Running of the Bulls Redfish Tournament every October on St. Simon's Island, with proceeds benefiting the organization. Find out more at kidscanfish.net.
Congratulations on your new record.
Don't go away. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be talking with Maria Davidson about bear hunting and why it is critical for conservation.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Looking for the perfect gift for the hunter or shooter in your life? Give them a Henry. These American-made lever-action guns shoot straight and have a classic Western look. Choose from a .22 caliber Henry for plinking, a heavier caliber for hunting, or even a shotgun for birds and small game. Go to henryusa.com and order a free catalog and holiday gift guide. Then find what you like, look for a dealer near you, and get a gift that will put a real smile on someone's face this holiday season. Start searching for your Henry now at henryusa.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
J. Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We got Maria Davison on the line. She is the large carnivore program manager for Safari Club International, formerly held the same position for the state of Louisiana. Maria, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, John. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you are here. You wrote a fantastic op-ed titled Bear Hunting is Vital to Responsible State Wildlife Management that was published in the Outdoor Wire. And folks, I would really encourage you to check out the December 1st archive and read this op-ed. It's just fabulous. In fact, I thought it was so good, I actually forwarded it to my State Fish and Wildlife Commission in Washington, which is having all sorts of issues with bear management. So let's talk about states that don't use hunting as a strategy to manage bears. States like Louisiana, Florida, Connecticut, what's happening in those states?
Well, I think the commonality that those states are seeing is a population of bears that are doing very well. You know, they may or may not have already filled up historic range or their core ranges, but much like a 5-gallon bucket that, you know, when you begin to pour water into it, once it reaches full, it can't get any more full than full. So, you know, the water begins to spill over the top. And while it might not change what it looks like inside the bucket very much, outside the bucket, it does. The water spills out onto the floor and begins to spread out and make a mess somewhere else. Bears do something very similar. You know, they don't self-regulate quite as well as other species do. So bear populations, although core range might be full, continue to produce cubs that may or may not actually live as an adult inside that core range. They disperse very far, sometimes hundreds of miles, outside of their mother's home range, and they set up and make a living in what we would consider really not great bear habitat, you know, being that it's probably dominated by human activities, whether it be farming or ranching or suburban or towns or whatever. And, you know, we call bears opportunistic omnivores for a reason. They are incredibly opportunistic and more than willing to try to fit in on the edges and make a living on whatever they can. But that creates a whole host of conflicts that have this cascade of, I think, repercussions that we don't always think about.
You point out in the op-ed that in Florida, there's actually been a bear that ventured into Disney World, and I'm sure that some people thought it was probably in costume. It had another bear that was playing in the surf on a Destin, Florida beach. And in Connecticut, which has no hunting season, there's an average of 870 annual bear conflicts in that state. As a matter of fact, New Jersey, Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, famously anti-hunting, he had to reopen a limited bear hunt to manage a greatly expanding population in northwestern New Jersey because the population had more than doubled between 2018 and 2022 with a 237% increase in human bear conflicts in just a year between 2021 and 2022. So, you know, hunting definitely has its place. Go ahead and explain how hunting is a management tool.
Well, you know, just as the analogy of water going into a bucket, if you are able to somehow keep that bucket stable and you don't allow it to spill over, then those bears stay within the core area or the suitable habitat, and they create less conflict. When there's fewer bears leaving core areas and venturing out into human-dominated landscapes, then there aren't animals that get into garbage and kill chickens and get into a bird feeder and all of those things. Of course, with the associated possible danger to humans or maybe motorists. You know, roads and bears don't mix very well. and human-caused injury on roads from bear collisions becomes very common. So that's how hunting really factors into the whole bear management and reducing conflict. It might not always be direct, but it is at a minimum indirect by just reducing the number of bears that move into unsuitable habitats.
Despite this, there are states, like the state I live in, Washington State, where the Fish and Wildlife Commission, appointed by Governor Jay Inslee, now has a majority that appear to be anti-hunting. And they formerly, we had a spring bear and fall bear hunt for decades, and the spring bear hunt has been removed. You know, what's the impact when you go from the North American conservation model of wildlife management to a preservation model of wildlife management that favors large carnivores like bears and cougars and wolves?
I think what we're beginning to see is an attitude that if we just learn to live with them, everything's going to be okay. And I completely disagree. I don't think that it is fair to the local residents and homeowners and landowners. And quite frankly, it's not fair to the bears. If you have a finite area where it's appropriate where bears reside, then I think it is on the management authorities to make sure you have a sustainable, healthy population within that geographical boundary. And outside of it, I think it is probably the management authority's decision to say, you know, we just don't need any more bears out here. What we commonly see from anti-hunting groups and animal welfare groups is that at one time, bears were all over, fill in the blank, this state. And while that may be true, we don't live in that time anymore. And the landscape doesn't look like that anymore. So just as you wouldn't expect elk populations to live in Louisiana, I think it's unfair of them to suggest that it's appropriate to have bears everywhere, because it's simply not.
Some states do it right. Minnesota, Maryland are examples of this. And what has bear hunting done to reduce problems in those states?
I think those states see a sustainable bear population that remains relatively stable, and they have a strong support from the constituency within the state for not only the state agency, but for bears in general. You know, I think it is probably commonly agreed upon that hunted species enjoy a higher social acceptance than unhunted species. You know, I think you can look out across the United States, and that's true in whatever state, you know, you are in. So in states that have a healthy bear harvest and have for years, you know, bear populations enjoy a relatively positive image. In states like Louisiana and Florida and maybe soon Washington, you know, you begin to get a lot of anxiety and distrust of what's going on with bear populations, because the people that have to live in close proximity to them are the ones that bear the burden of increasing population. Pardon the pun.
You're absolutely right. And it's a great op-ed. Check it out at theoutdoorwire.com. Look for the December 1st archive, and you can read it there. Again, this is Maria Davidson. She's a large carnivore program manager for the Safari Club International Foundation. You can find out more about this organization at safariclubfoundation.org. That's safariclubfoundation.org. Maria, thanks for taking the time to educate all of us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization
dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That's where you're going to find Tim Christie. He's an award-winning outdoors writer and photographer, and quite frankly, one of the best, if not the best, wildlife photographers I have ever had the opportunity to meet. And he's got a brand new book out. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
I'm going to ask you a few questions about the book, and I guess we'll start off with what's the name of the book and what's it about?
The name of the book is Stories Painted with Light, and I need to step back a little bit for the audience to understand. Photography, as it was defined by my mentor, Bill McRae, who was a very well-published writer and photographer, that photography is painting with light, and the lead-in in terms of the book itself. It's a double-page spread, and it's a very moody morning with a bull elk standing watching a cow feed. And that was the moment that I came up with the idea of the book. I'd taken a couple of photographs, and I was waiting for something else to happen. And then I looked at it and said to myself, the story of this situation is more than just the photograph. It's what happened before, what happened after the photograph. And so I came up with that idea a couple years ago, and the book is about 50 photographs of mine and the backstories to those photographs. It gives information about what settings I used, but that's a very small part of it. More about the mood of the situation, the animal, some background information on the animal, and what happened when I was taking the photograph.
I love the idea of having not just the photograph, but also the backstory. Now, this retails for $49.95. Is this a coffee table style book?
Yes, it is. It's 9 inches by 12 inches. It's a soft cover book as far as the cover is concerned, but it's unlike any other, quote, paperback. It's not a paperback. I call it a soft coverback book. And of the 50 images are all 2-page spreads. There's 120 pages in this book.
Well, the photography is stunning. And folks, it's not just mammals. There's also birds. And in one case, even a reptile that's in there too. And yes, I guess a fish is involved in one of the stories too, though it's on the receiving end of a bird. That would be a photo you took of an osprey getting a sockeye salmon. Tell us the backstory on that one.
Well, actually, it's a kokanee salmon, and they're freshwater salmon, and they spawn every year. The males do after living for, I think, 3 years. And that was taken in a lake here in North Idaho. And the thing that I really love about that particular photograph is that the color of the fish is a bright, bright red, and the osprey has just caught the fish and is taking off with the fish. And the clarity of the image is you can see the eye of the fish and the expression on the osprey. It's tough to photograph them. Birds in flight is always a tough situation because you have to keep the bird in focus and follow it and all those other kinds of things. But what happened in that situation, the osprey came down and grabbed the fish. And what I think of it as being the fish is just swimming along, just happy as can be, and all of a sudden he's in the air and looking like, what the heck just happened here? And I think there's an expression on the fish that more or less says that.
I think you are absolutely right about that. And you're also right about how hard it is to capture that moment. I have tried many a time with bald eagles and fish and generally fail. So well done on that one. Completely different picture that I really loved was a mountain goat. And the first thing I saw or I thought of when I saw that mountain goat was Tim Christie is not afraid of heights. Tell us about this eye-to-eye level photo that you took of this mountain goat.
Well, that's actually the first of the 50 photographs in the book, and I must say it holds an incredibly special part in my mind because it was the very first photograph that I ever had published. It's the only photograph in the book that came from a transparency. All the other photographs are digital photographs, but that photograph was taken up in the Canadian Rockies, and I had spotted a band of goats up on this rocky ledge. And I would not agree with you, John, in the fact that I'm not afraid of heights. They scare the crap out of me. But this was one of those situations where I spotted the goats and I could make the climb quite easily, although it took me an hour and a half to get up to where they were. And I left and it was 17 or 18 below zero that morning. And I left at daylight and I started climbing and I got to a point and there were 3 goats bedded on a ridge line there. And I thought, oh, this is going to be easy. And so I stopped and let them get accustomed to me. And I stood up and took 2 steps and they disappeared. And I went, oh, crap. And so I climbed up to where they were. And what I didn't know is that they bedded down just out of sight. So I stepped over the top of the ridge. They saw me and they bailed off again. And that's kind of one of those things that you just, that as a photographer, I've kind of come to the point of, do I go back to the truck or do I keep going? And I said, the goats are here. I'm going to keep going. And I walked over to an avalanche chute, which is probably not a smart thing for me to do in the middle of March, but there was not a lot of snow on the hill, and I looked up the mountain, and there wasn't a lot of snow, and it was really cold, so I thought I'd be okay, and I inched my way down this avalanche chute, and I came around the corner, and I could see the butt end of a goat, and so I just very carefully walked down there to it, and it turned and looked at me, and when it looked at me, you can see the entire range of the mountains behind it, and so I sat down. I wanted to get comfortable with it, and I sat down, and I waited for a couple of minutes, and the goat just stood there, and so I repositioned, and I shot six rolls of film at that time. It made the very first sale, and that was on the cover of American Hunter magazine, and I thought to myself, oh, this is easy. Take a photograph, sell a cover photograph, and get paid for it. And a month or two later, I had another photograph on American Hunter, and I thought, man, I'm set. I can be a freelance wildlife photographer for the rest of my life. Right now, I can tell you, I have enough rejection slips on photographs that I could paper my entire house with them. It's not an easy profession at all. It's very challenging, and it's getting more challenging because of all the people that have jumped into it and all of the equipment that we have now, because the equipment I started out with was literally a film camera where you would advance a film by twisting a lever that would advance one frame. Now we have autofocus and, you know, motor drives and everything like that that makes photography much easier. It doesn't necessarily make you a better photographer, but you've got equipment that makes it easier.
That may be true, but I think there's something to be said for experience and for having an eye for your subject, and you certainly do that. And folks, this is a book full of amazing photographs. I think my favorite is the porcupine in the field of arrowleaf balsam root, but we'll leave that for another time. Trust me, folks, you got to get this book. So as we end up here, how can folks get a copy of this book, Stories Painted with Light?
Okay, go to my website, and as you open the website, timchristiephoto.com, you look at the website, and the tab at the far right says Info, Stories Painted with Light, and you click on that, and it'll tell you the info for being able to contact us for it. Essentially, you have to order it through me. Unfortunately, my website doesn't take orders, and so you have to order it through me, and that's via email, tim@timchristiephoto.com, and that's photo.com. And email me, and people can pay with credit card, personal check, PayPal, or Venmo, and we usually ship the day that we receive payment. So in terms of Christmas presents, it's important for people to order soon so that we can get them to for the people. I autograph all books, too.
That makes for a perfect Christmas gift. All right.
Yes.
We're out of time, but the website to go to, folks, timchristiephoto.com. Christie spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. timchristiephoto.com. Get yourself a copy of Stories Painted with Light. Get a couple more and give them out as gifts for Christmas. You're going to love them, and so is the person that's going to get this as a gift. Again, timchristiephoto.com for Stories Painted with Light. Tim, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Worksharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from Worksharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for Worksharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at worksharptools.com. That's worksharptools.com.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got a really unique organization I want to tell you about. It's called Reeling in Serenity. And this organization helps keep people clean and sober through fly fishing. With us here to tell you more about this nonprofit is the president of the organization, Andy Weiner. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
So, Andy, you bring a lot to the table. You're a longtime publishing professional. You love to fly fish yourself. You've even written an award-winning children's fly fishing book. How did you get involved in the organization that's focused on recovery?
I started because I connected with somebody through my book and learned about the fact that she was working with a group of women in sobriety on a fly fishing retreat, and we bonded over that because she had a picture of herself in a magazine holding a book that was written by my father. And my father was a recovered alcoholic. He was 47 years sober when he passed away, and he wrote numerous books about recovery, and he was my inspiration, and he was also my fly fishing buddy.
That's a great story. So how does Reeling in Serenity work?
We use the same model that a number of fly fishing nonprofits use. A lot of people have probably heard of Casting for Recovery or Real Recovery or the Mayfly Project. And what people have learned is that fly fishing is a great activity for finding peace and serenity. And we use that model working with anglers who are working their sobriety. And we take them on free fly fishing retreats. We provide some instruction about fly fishing, a little entomology about bugs and what fish eat, and then take folks out to fish. We have guides for each angler. Do a little bit of conversation about recovery. We don't want to make it a sort of an overbearing experience about sobriety. We really want to introduce people to the activity and the peace that they can find participating in it.
I've heard of fly fishing being used as therapy for, like, veterans suffering from PTSD. How does it help people who have been addicted to drugs or alcohol?
You know, I think it's really the same way that it helps the veterans, and the organization that you're speaking about is Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, which is a fantastic national organization. I think that anybody who fly fishes, maybe not anybody, but quite a few people, find that it's an activity that allows you to focus on the activity at hand, to immerse yourself in a great natural environment, and hopefully to catch some fish while you're doing it. I've found over the years that even on days when I'm not catching fish, just to be in that environment in a beautiful river, maybe with mountains and forests surrounding me, everything else sort of drops away. There's a sense of serenity and peace. And that's what we're hoping that folks who are working their sobriety are going to find when they start fly fishing. And it's been the fact for the retreats that we've held so far that people have become so engaged in the practice and the activity of fly fishing that it really does help people exactly the way that we hoped it would.
And another important aspect of your nonprofit is you're connecting people with other people that are either recovering or have gone through that process and are clean and sober. Because it's hard to do this battle alone or to go ahead and get a lot out of it if you're fishing with somebody who's never walked in your shoes, so to speak.
Exactly. Most of our board and most of our staff are in recovery, anywhere from, I would say, 5 to 25 years. And it's something that they're very, very passionate about. They have found that fly fishing has been a road to maintaining their sobriety, and they want to share that with people who are taking that same journey that they are. And the way that we have most effectively found participants for the program is to reach out to local recovery centers, and it's pretty easy to get 10 to a dozen anglers to participate. We've had 5 retreats so far, and as I said, they are free for the participants. And another important aspect is that we are a 100% volunteer organization. Nobody from the staff or the board receives any compensation. We just do it for the love of the activity and to try and help people.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. Is Reeling in Serenity a new organization, and is it a nationwide organization?
Yeah, it's a fairly new organization. We started up with our first retreat, I believe, in September of 2022. We're primarily based in Georgia and on the East Coast, though I'm in California. We have staff in Pennsylvania and New York, but it's a very small organization. But our goal this year is to have retreats in Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and hopefully Montana as well. So we're moving westward as we go.
As a matter of fact, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, you've got a fly fishing festival that's taking place in Brevard, North Carolina at the Deerwood Reserve. Tell our listeners about this.
It's a great fly fishing festival. It's our first time exhibiting there and participating. 2 of our staff members are going to be there, our executive director and communication director. But they are 2 longtime friends who were co-founders of the organization, and they've worked at several shows. And Becca is a really fascinating person, Becca Klein, who is our executive director. She's a woman who's fighting stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
There have been films made about her. She is a great angler. She does a program every year, several times a year, called All Kids Fish, where she gets kids in Georgia out on the water fly fishing. And it's just a great activity, and she's an inspiration to all of us.
Well, this fly fishing festival, folks, again, is the Forks of the River Fly Fishing Festival. And Reeling Serenity is going to have a booth there.
Yeah,
it's taking place at the Deerwood Reserve in Brevard, North Carolina, today and tomorrow. It's $20 for a day pass, $40 for the whole family, or $15 for a student. In addition to being able to talk to the folks with Reeling Serenity, there's also going to be live music, food trucks, local vendors, door prizes, raffles, and good times. So check that out. What are some other events that you have coming up?
We participate in the various stops of the fly fishing show. They have, I think, maybe 7 or 8 stops around the country. I exhibit at the Pleasanton, California stop. We'll be at the Atlanta, Georgia stop. I think we're going to shoot for the Pennsylvania one coming up in 2024 as well. Ben Freeremski, who's the head of the fly fishing show, has been a really terrific friend and supporter, both of my book and of Reeling in Serenity. And it's just a great opportunity to talk to people firsthand about what we're doing. When I hosted a booth last year, I just had this extraordinary experience of talking to people about their personal experiences with substance abuse, with members of their family, It was tremendously moving, and I think it's one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had.
You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Alan Weiner. He is the president of Reeling in Serenity, a nonprofit dedicated to helping people recover from alcoholism and substance abuse through fly fishing. It's a newer organization, volunteer-driven, and here's my next question. If somebody today is listening and wants to get involved either as a participant or as a volunteer, how do they do that?
The best way to do that is to reach out to us through our email address, which is info@reelinginserenity.org. You can visit our website, reelinginserenity.org. And if you didn't remember that email address, there's a contact link there as well.
All right. The website again, reelinginserenity.org. That's reelinginserenity.org. Check it out, get involved, and go fly fishing. Alan, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Before we go, a friendly reminder to be careful out there on the road, because this is the time of year when deer and elk like to wander onto the roadway. There's a few things you can do. Keep in mind that although these animals tend to be nocturnal, at this time of year, you can actually find them during the day, and it's always best to slow down a little, especially if you're going to be in an area that's marked with a deer or elk crossing sign. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife's got some other recommendations for you, too. One of them is to be alert in areas with dense vegetation along the road or while going around curves, because wildlife near the road can be very hard to see in these situations. If you do see one animal, stay alert, because there are others likely nearby. And if you see an animal on the side of the road, slow down, stay in your lane. Many serious injuries result of moving into the opposite lane and getting into an accident with another vehicle. Always wear your seatbelt. Even a minor collision can result in serious injuries. And if you are in a state where you can salvage a roadkill deer or elk, have the gear so that you can do so in your vehicle. Couple of other reminders for you. Number one, if you haven't already, I hope you'll like and follow our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. We've got the holiday season coming up soon, and we're going to be doing our Christmas gift giveaway early next month. I want you to be part of that. And don't forget to check us out online on the web. Our website is AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Check out our sponsor links on the front page, too, and support the organizations and businesses that are supporting us. And if you're going to be traveling, check out the TuneIn page, because we've got 135 stations in 33 states. You can hear this show in a whole lot of different places. So look for a station that's going to work for you while you're on the road this fall and winter. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping that you are able to get out for a little bit of deer hunting or elk hunting or waterfowl hunting, upland bird hunting, or maybe some fishing too. It's all waiting for you during this month of November. So until next time, be blessed and remember this, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Light. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
At stjude.org, K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Weigert. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says for Israel to exist, it now has no choice but to eliminate Hamas.
The southern part of the country would be rendered, in effect, uninhabitable if Hamas can reorganize, rearm, and stage this next attack. And Hamas leaders say openly, we're going to do this a second time, a third time, the fourth time. It's not going to happen.
Interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network, Oren says the October 7th terrorist attack has rallied nearly all Israelis around the fact that Hamas must be destroyed.
And 95% of Israelis have internalized that we have to pay this price, and there's no way around it. Every soldier's death is the end of a universe for a family. We understand that. But we have no choice.
In the meantime, the United States vetoing a UN Security Council resolution demanded an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, despite the measure's wide support. Also at townhall.com, along the East Coast for the weekend, weather forecast is wet and windy.
A massive storm is set to impact the eastern half of the country this weekend. Heavy rain, strong winds, even snow may affect millions. Will gain strength today and stretch for more than 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens adding this storm will reach its top strength by Sunday afternoon before eventually sweeping out later Monday. Well, a federal judge has prohibited the separation of families at the border for purposes of deterring immigration for 8 years. That move blocks the resumption of a policy during the Trump years. Meanwhile, the former president hasn't ruled it out if he is elected in 2024. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Well, hundreds of Californians released from prison will be getting $2,400 in cash. The story from correspondent John Scott.
That also comes along with counseling, help with job searches, and other support. The payments will be made under a first-in-the-nation program aimed at easing the transition out of incarceration and reducing recidivism. Recipients are to get a series of payments after meeting certain milestones, such as showing progress in finding employment and a place to live. The money will come as part of a $7 million grant from the state. John Scott reporting.
U.S. employers adding 199,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell from 3.9 to 3.7%. Last month's job gain inflated, though, by the return of about 40,000 striking auto workers and actors who were not at work in October. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A judge has voided the result of a Louisiana sheriff's election decided by a single vote and has ordered a new runoff.
Democrat Henry Whitehorn was declared the winner in Caddo Parish last month over Republican John Nicholson. But the judge says it was proven beyond any doubt there were at least 11 illegal votes among the more than 43,000 cast. It's the second time a local election was tossed out after a mayoral primary in Connecticut was marred by possible ballot stuffing. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Well, attorneys for Amazon asking a federal judge to dismiss the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust lawsuit against the e-commerce giant. It argues the agency is attacking policies that benefit consumers and competition. Amazon's response Friday coming more than 2 months after the federal agency filed the historic complaint. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your Bernese Mountain Dog a little burnt out? Are your feral felines acting a little freaky? Does your beagle have you begging for treats? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to truly understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, pet lifestyle, pet on the couch show. You get it. So hop on my couch, bring your furry little friends with you, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never, ever a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, If you want to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, just want to brag about them or tell a great story about a dog or cat you rescued, or maybe your dogs are jumping, digging, your cat is scratching, not using the litter box. You want to take your dog for a walk, but if he sees another dog, he turns into Cujo. You get the idea. That's what this show is all about, helping you resolve any issues that you may be having with your pets, but a whole lot more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. And by the way, if you happen to be new to the Pet Show or a regular listener to the Pet Show, everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air, whether it be to ask a question, answer one of my questions, or just brag about one of their pets, everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live will get an absolutely, positively amazing gift. But it's for your dog or cat. And again, if you're new, it's not like we're giving away biscuits here. Many of the items I give away on the Pet Show are worth as much as $30, $40, or even $50. So if you have a question or a comment, just want to brag about a dog or cat that you rescued, or even talk about a dog or cat maybe you rescued years ago, maybe you want to talk about your pet in the holidays and what you're getting them, great time to give me a call. And as I said, if you get through, I will send you a super gift. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you guys what I have planned for today's show. However, you know, I very often don't get to all of my topics because your questions, your stories are always my priority. But if we have time today, here's what I'd like to cover. Why do cat guardians have to be more observant about their cat's behavior than dog guardians? Why is it that cats mask their pain, and why are they considered silent sufferers? Great, great comments coming up on that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Also coming up, a brand new study suggests that people, that's you and me, people that live with dogs and cats stay mentally sharper than those that do not live with pets. Just listen to me, you know how sharp I am. Also coming up, did you ever wonder why your cats are always following you around? Maybe you shouldn't feel so flattered, or maybe you should. We'll talk about that as well. And also coming up, some people think I'm a little eccentric. Imagine that. If you think dogs don't shed tears, think again. I'll explain coming up that dogs and cats do shed tears. Yes, they do. If you agree or disagree, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you as well. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe they're confused about the litter box, that rescued puppy isn't housebroken, doesn't get along with other dogs, not thrilled with some people, or your dog literally believes that if he sees it, he's got to hump it, give me a call. 877-725-8255, the phone number. And here's the question of the day. Got an interesting response on my LA show. Do pets cry? Do pets cry? And do you know when your dog or cat is sad? Do you know when your dog or cat is sad? Give me a call. If you get through, I will send you a super gift. I got hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food, copies of my best-selling books, either Dog or Cat, hemp seed oil, T-shirts, air horns, all-natural herbal flea spray, some great no-scoop products from NatureVet, lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Do pets cry? I say yes, I've seen tears. How about you? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Now, I know Cheryl. Let's go to Cheryl. Cheryl, you called me on my Los Angeles show. You called me from Florida. We didn't have time. And from what I'm reading, it says that you're blind and can no longer have pets. But you also have a story about an animal crying. So I'd love to hear from you, Cheryl. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you. I have enjoyed your show for a long time. And it helps me a lot. Your show is therapy for people who have lost their pets or who can no longer have them too, you know, because we can live through other people's experiences with their pets.
And plus the fact that people like you, Cheryl, can actually give advice to people that still have pets about the incredible relationship you had with your pets and the fact that you can't have them any longer.
You don't forget. Yeah, you don't forget it if you've ever had any. And I've had so many incredible experiences with animals, pets particularly. I was a rescue for collies and shelties, and I also worked for an independent full-breed rescue, all-breed rescue. But what I wanted to tell you was I had these two shelties, and one was named Hilly, one was named Sheba. And Sheba, you know, when she had to pass, well, when it was time to take her to the vet, we took her to the vet. My mom went with me. And at that time, we had Hilly, too. We took her with us because I didn't want to go through that. My vet was a homeopathic vet, so it was kind of a family thing,
yeah,
you
sure.
know? And so, you know, they put Sheba down, and my mom said, look at Hilly. She's actually crying real tears. She was just bawling her eyes out, you know? And they do cry because I saw it before I went blind. I saw it. I'm totally blind now, but I know what I saw.
I talked about this on the L.A. show, but I actually remember witnessing a young girl that was sent to her room. I mean, she might have been 10 or 11 years old, maybe younger, sent to her room, and she was very upset about something, and she was crying her tears out. And we went inside. The parents went inside, and they noticed that on the cat's bed alongside of hers on her bed, they noticed the wet tears from the cat crying as well. So I am a firm, firm believer. And what a great story. And I'm sorry you can't have an animal right now, so... But your stories encourage other people to, in terms of the relationship they have. So,
well, can I ask this too? If
sure.
you were going to send something, can you just donate it to a really nice rescue for me?
Absolutely, Cheryl. And listen, bless you for the amazing work. You know, there are so many unsung heroes out there. And you heard me, I don't know if you heard me talk about my own nonprofit on the other show, but I did talk about it, and I'll talk about it here later as well. Very rare that I ask for people's help, but I'm going to. And you're absolutely right. There are so many great organizations out there all around the country and Canada that can really use a little help. And I appreciate that, and I will make a donation to them, Cheryl. And God bless you. And stay in touch, Cheryl. Keep listening to the show, and give me a call once in a while. I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
I have the greatest listeners in the world. I really do. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Great time to give me a call. Hey, Stephen Moorpark, I bet you're tired of hearing this, but I got to take a break when you come back. He must have waited an hour for me in L.A., but I promise you'll be my first call when we come back. Then we'll go to Diane in Illinois. I do have a couple of open lines. Great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away as well on the show. And the question of the day is, do you believe that dogs and cats can cry? And also, how do you know when your pets are sad? Give me a call. If we talk, a great gift will be on its way to you. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. A quick break, then right back at you. You know, when I do a commercial in my voice, these sponsors are part of the show. For example, Lucy Pet Food has been with me for a long, long time. I believe right now I've been talking about Lucy Pet to you guys for over 6 or 7 years. Lucy Pet Formas for Life Pet Food with that prebiotic balanced fiber, the only dog food I endorse, the only cat food I endorse, the only one I recommend for many reasons. The number one is it's the food I feed my own pets. Lucy Pet Food is different than any other the foods on the market. They're manufactured in their own plant, not too far away from where I live in Southern California. Not only does Lucy Pet Food have their own plant and an incredible staff with the passion that you have, but bottom line is this. They now have their own laboratory, one of the very, very, very few pet food manufacturers that do their own laboratory. What does that mean? It means that every single product is tested as it comes in, and every single product is tested as it goes out, making sure that your dog and cat food has the highest safety it possibly can. But here's a listener and what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet Formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet Formula.
You know, and this is what I hear every single day from listeners all over the U.S. and Canada. Once we started feeding our dogs Lucy Pet Food, what a difference we've noticed. And here's the deal. Go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. Check out their dog and cat food, the wet and dry, their treats. You can check out their dog food rolls, their grandma's meatloaf, which my dogs absolutely love. So go to LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35 on the website. You can mix it all up, and you spend $35, Lucy will ship it for you. So check out LucyPetProducts.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
Your pets remind you that the holidays are here, so put them at the top of your list. Shop online at ThePetShow.com for dozens of stocking stuffers, like our handy pet air horn. Or call our friendly Hugs and Kisses counselors for gift ideas. One ideal gift is the Pet Lovers T-shirt I personally designed. Three different colors stating, none of my friends walk upright, just $15.99 and shipping is free. I'll give a new pet guardian a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog or How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. For a healthy yet tasty treat, my new improved 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. The perfect gift for your favorite dog or cat. Call our holiday line at 1-800-430-HUGS. All gifts ship for $5 or less at thepetshow.com. Or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. And happy holidays from all of us at thepetshow.com.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy Raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog. For a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder, visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org, sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
We are getting our pockets picked.
As we send billions of your tax dollars to countries like South Africa to stop burning coal, are they cooperating? No way. What's the climate agenda's next goal? Going after methane. Be prepared to get our pockets picked once again. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Come on, Who has the best holiday music here on the Pet Show? You know it's me. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, do pets cry tears? Do they get sad? Do you know when your dog or cat is sad? Can you tell when your dog or cat is sad? Do you think dogs and cats can cry? Give me a call. If we talk, I'll send you a great gift. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let's go to Steve, calling from California. Hey, Steve, I can finally talk to you. What's up?
Hi, Warren. My wife and I have been listening to you for years. You've been You've been helpful with a couple of dogs. And then she called you about 2 years ago with this one, which is Heidi. And she was a rescue. And she's very, very protective of Jan. Now, Jan sits on the couch. If I go over there, it's and it's like, okay. And you had told me at the time to just sit down by her to say, I'm not invading your space, to be, you know, very, very, very supportive. So, I mean, it was, it's not something that has gone away, because Thanksgiving, we were sitting at the table. And my wife's next to me, her, you know, relatives are over there. She comes up between my legs at the table and bares her teeth at me because I'm too close to my wife. Now, otherwise, this dog is the sweetest thing. She comes up. I give her treats and snacks and pets. Doesn't growl.
So if you're so Steve, if your wife is not around, the dog is okay?
She's fine.
Well, then get a divorce. You know, some questions are easier answered. Some questions are easier answered than others. Here's what I would do. Okay. In all seriousness, you know, and I deal with this an awful lot. Sometimes dogs will just bond with one person. And that's why when you have a rescue dog, it's important that the whole family work together. But what I would do is I would assume that the dog has no training whatsoever. Whether she does or not, I'm not questioning. Assume she doesn't.
No.
What I want you to do is I want you to start doing a basic training course with the dog for a couple of reasons. Number one is a build up the dog's confidence, and more confidence means less aggressive or less assertive behavior. That's important. And number two, when she's growling at you, and let's say she's sitting near your wife, and you walk away and you say no, 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 every time she does that, you're just reinforcing that habit. So by really taking the time to focus on the basics, you now have the ability to say come, sit, stay, down, whatever you want at that point. So again, the worst thing you can do is react negatively when a dog is already reacting in an assertive way. So I would recommend definitely do some good, solid, basic training. It will reestablish the relationship with you. The other thing I want you to do is make sure when you work with her outside, maybe there's a friend or maybe there's a neighbor that she knows, that when you're walking her, you can walk her over to that person. They already know her. They praise her. Good dog, whatever. And then also what I want you to do is I want you to take time when you're taking the dog for a walk, and about around the block somewhere, your wife is there. So you've taken your dog for a walk, and now the dog is bumping into your wife, associating both with a very positive experience. Is it going to happen overnight? No. But if you're consistent, little by little, the confidence will build up, and the assertiveness will disappear. But it's not going to happen overnight. But that's what you need to do.
Okay, the one thing my wife said was that when she comes over to growl and she tells her no, should I tell her, like, you're a good dog, and give her a little snack?
No, why would you do that? Then you're telling her, come on over to me and growl every time you want a snack. I love listening to my, but you know, I want to come back as your dog, Steven. Easy as hell. It's real important, though. It's really important to build up the confidence. And when the dog becomes overprotective of someone, sometimes a growl is not really what it looks like it's going to be. Sometimes a growl is kind of a good thing. It's a dog letting you know that they're in an uncomfortable position and maybe you should back off. But the fact that when your wife's not around, the dog is fine with you, it's just the protectiveness over his wife. I think you need to establish some more positive authority with you and around a lot of other people. And I think bumping into your wife a half a block or a block away is going to make a big difference as well.
Okay, thank you, Warren.
Steve, do you have a copy of the book?
I don't.
Okay, you do now. I'm putting you on hold because that's what you need to train. Let's put Steve on hold. Send him a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Great call, by the way. I hope he doesn't divorce it. Can you imagine? Some people take me seriously. Can you imagine me divorced as well? Listen, I don't want to go into the story, but someday remind me, or just everyone remind me to tell a story of many, many years ago. I worked with a couple in Queens, New York, and they had a child, an adopted child, that didn't get along with the dog, and they gave the child back. Very fast. I mean, I was able to resolve it. A fascinating story. Remind me to tell you about that someday. But right now, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. It was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, thank you. Now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Not where I live in Southern California, but it's not. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren X. I missed the, I miss Long Island. I miss, never know her from Long Island because I totally lost my accent, right? But I miss that cold Christmas. I miss Manhattan at Christmas season. But it is what it is. Phone number here at the Pet Show, by the way, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. By the way, did you guys know that your dog actually uses their tail to balance? Listen carefully. A dog's tail also helps them maintain their balance. For example, when a dog tilts their head, bear me out on this, when a dog tilts their head to the right, their tail will go to the left. If your dog tilts his head to the left, their tail will go to the right. That's how they use their tail to balance. They also use it when they're walking on uneven surfaces like rocks. So watch your dog, and if you note that your dog is tilting his head one way, the tail will go the opposite. 877-725-8255. These are the things that keep me up at night. Hey, Diane in Illinois, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Hi. I love your show.
Well, thank you, Diane.
I have a Morkie that's 11. And he chokes when he drinks water, and his belly is always swollen. And he's diagnosed with Cushing's. So, and they didn't give him anything for it. So
well, how old is your dog, Diane?
11.
Okay. Well, it depends on the vets. You know, there's three different types of Cushing's. Depending on the type of Cushing's is going to be the way that the vet's going to deal with it. Now, generally speaking, if the vets feel like there's something that can be done, what they're going to do is they're going to try surgery, medication, and radiation. If it's, you know, they can't use the steroids forever. So what is the vet saying at this point?
He coughs when he drinks water, so they gave him cough tabs, and that's it, only when I need them.
So, in other words, but they're not talking about any treatment specifically for the Cushing's disease?
No.
Well, I guess then perhaps that may be a good sign. It may be that they believe the Cushing disease that the dog has is a small pituitary tumor, which they can manage with good control. So maybe that's what they're thinking. Are there any other illnesses or sicknesses with the dog?
No, but he's always, like, his stomach is always, like, gurgling.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of different symptoms when you're talking about Cushing's, but one of the most common things with Cushing disease, though, is exactly what you're talking about. It's that kind of, like, pot belly appearance, and you explain that to the vet?
Yes.
Have you thought about getting a second opinion, Diane?
No, maybe it should.
Yeah, I always tell people whenever your dog is diagnosed or your cat is diagnosed or you're diagnosed with a specific type of disease with your dog, such as Cushing's, I've seen good and bad. So I would definitely get a second opinion at this point. It might be that the vet's seeing that, you know what, we need to do is control it at this point. Everything's going to be okay, or maybe they need to go further. So I would definitely get a second opinion. A lot of skin infections, if they're really lethargic, if they're urinary incontinence, all lower back can be signs of Cushing. So I think you have to have a conversation. I would definitely get a second opinion at this point.
Yeah, he's a Morkie, and he's 10 pounds.
Yeah, Morkies are great, you know, Maltese, Yorkie, perfect combination, a great breed of dog. But that's what I would do. I would definitely get a second opinion at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Diane, call me back. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sending you a T-shirt only because I don't want to send any food because of the Cushing. So I'm sending a T-shirt that says none of my friends walk upright. Great call, by the way. I don't know why a lot of people are fearful of getting a second opinion. If your vet doesn't want you to get a second opinion, maybe you should change vets. Second opinions are fine. For example, Cushing's. We're just talking about Cushing's. Okay, my background is in behavior. I'm not a veterinarian. I'm a behaviorist. But the bottom line is I've dealt with enough dogs that have had Cushing's disease to know that vets handle it in different ways depending on what type of Cushing it is and how far it's gone. So good luck to you. Keep me posted, Diane. And I got my prayers for you and our thoughts are with you as well. 877-725-8255, the phone number. We are going to, who's up next? Oh, Carol in Fenwick Island, Delaware. Don't know where that is, but welcome to the show, Carol.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I could not be better. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I have a 2-year-old Maltipoo, and she's spirited and just as sweet as she can be. But when I had hip replacement surgery, I had to train her on a piddle pad. So now she's chosen to go other places than the piddle pad.
Okay, easy to stop. What I want you to do is I want you to find out all the different places she went in the house. If you're not sure, you can go to the pet store. You can go to a lighting store. Get one of those black lights. We all had them in the 70s and the 60s. We had black lights, and we used them for different purposes. But anyway, get one of these black lights at night when the lights are out. Put on the black light. It will pick up any urine markings within your house. Once you've figured out where the dog has peed in the house, I want you to clean it up with a stain and odor remover made specifically for pets with enzymes. A lot of the other people, they'll run to the cupboard. They'll clean up with ammonia, Mr. Clean. All those products contain ammonia, so by cleaning up with any of those products, in reality, we might as well pee on the floor. We're putting down the same odor we're trying to lift and reattracting the dog. So what I want you to do is once you've found all the areas where the dog is gone, once you've cleaned it up, I want you to spend more time specifically in the areas where the dog is gone. I want you to put some of her toys in those areas, some of her treats in those areas. Chances are she doesn't pee by a food dish, so if she sees her food following around, she'll get the idea. That's all you need to do. Clean it up. Spend time with her in those areas. The more time you spend in those areas, the less apt she's going to want to go there. Put some food, treats, and toys down there, and I promise she'll go right back to the pads if that's where you want her to be.
You are wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, don't get carried away, Carol. I don't know about wonderful. But anyway, let's put Carol on hold. And we're going to send Carol. You know what, Carol? I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. There's a whole chapter in there specifically on the regressions with house. Great call, by the way. Where's Fenwick Island, Delaware? Sounds like a really, really pretty place. Phone number here, 877-725-8255. No one's afraid. Everyone's afraid to call me. No one's telling me about their dog crying, or they can tell when their cat is sad. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. That is the phone. Let me take a break. When we come back, here's the deal. We got Mike in Washington State. We got Ann in one of my favorite cities, especially this time of year. Down at the courthouse, Ann calling from beautiful Prescott, Arizona. We have Elaine calling from Maui, Hawaii, another place that's pretty cool to be. We'll get to all your calls right after this. The phone number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. Listen, if you are owned by a cat, that's not a mistake. It doesn't say it in my copy, but I'm telling you. If you are owned by a cat, you know that they're in charge. You know that cats run the place. They tell you when they want to play, when they want to hang out, when they want to sleep, when they want to eat, when they want to socialize, even what they want to watch on TV. You know what? What they're asking for is kitty lickies. Kitty lickies by Lucy Pet are actually lickable, scrumptious moose cat treats and food toppers. Your cats will either enjoy kitty lickies directly from the pouch or squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. And by the way, if you're one of those finicky feline cats when it comes to eating, you know who I'm talking to? It's great for that as well. Kitty Licky's Lickable Moose Cat Treat comes in 3 feline favorite recipes. Of course, there's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear from a listener and their reaction or their cat's reaction to Kitty Licky's.
Also, I want to tell you that Kitty Licky's saved my life with my cat. She has always had raw food, which I have to finger feed her. because she has a lot of intestinal problems. The kitty lickies have changed her loving her food now. So I want to thank you.
Well, I'm thanking the people who say, I hear this every day, what a difference it makes and how it encourages cats to eat. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. And while you're there, you can check out Lucy's dry food and wet food for your dog, their dry food and wet food for your cat, their kitty lickies, their treats. And now they have these amazing dog food rolls. There's Grandma's Meatloaf, and I got to tell you, my dogs absolutely love it. So go to lucypetproducts.com and spend just $35 at their website. You can mix it up, whatever you want to order. Spend just $35 at lucypetproducts.com, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
come on. You know we have the best holiday music here on the Pet Show. Where else you can hear crickets singing holiday stuff? Hey, we're back. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to call me. Do have an open line. The phone number, 877-725-8255. I got hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, copies of my books, dog or cat, T-shirts, office suit gold, natural flea spray. Great time to call me. Question of the day is, do you know when your dog or cat is sad? How do you tell? And do you believe dogs or cats can actually cry? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let's go to Mike in beautiful Washington State. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren.
So I see you have a four-month-old yellow lab that is chewing on everything. Well, let me go over a few things with you.
Four-year-old.
Okay. And how long has this been going on?
Well, he's been chewing since he's a pup. I've had several labs in the past, and they're natural chewers. But seems like they have grown out of it by now, and this one has not.
What is he chewing? What is he chewing that's bugging you, Mike?
Well, he'll grab a slipper, he'll grab a towel, he'll grab pretty much anything he can grab. And he has ropes and balls and all kinds of stuff to chew, but it seems as though if he can grab something in the house, he'll grab it.
Let me ask you, but in other words, if you have stuff in the house, okay, I'm assuming you have a lot of toys on the floor in the house for him.
Yeah.
What do you do if he, let's say he grabs a slipper, what do you do?
Oh, I probably yell at him.
Okay, so what do you think that accomplishes?
I probably yell and say no.
And what do you think that accomplishes?
Obviously not much.
All right, here's the deal, Mike. Telling a dog not to do something without replacing it with something he should be doing is not a good logical approach. For example, if the dog is doing something wrong, chewing on a slipper, whatever, remote control, and you say, no, knock it off, wait, whatever you say to him, at that point, he's going to pay attention for being negative. Okay, at the same time, if you were to take that away and give him something of his own, he would say, well, listen, if I want a new toy, all I got to do is grab Mike's remote control, and he'll take it away and give me a toy. So what's the best way to approach this? Number one, Labrador Retriever, I know you know this, increase exercise as much as you can. What I would do is I would go out, hit that American Express card, buy a dozen brand new toys for the dog. But listen, hear me out. I want you to put six down today. Leave them down till tomorrow. Pick them up. Put new ones down. Leave them down till the next day. Pick them up. Put the old ones back again. I want you to start rotating the toys over again every other day. The reason for that, no different than taking a toy away from an infant or a baby, giving it back a couple of days later, it's brand new. Rotating the toys, increased exercise is the way to go. The only other option that you may have are the teeth in good shape, because sometimes if a dog has a gum problem or pain in the mouth, sometimes that will cause them to chew as well. Sometimes boredom. Now, this is a Labrador Retriever. I'm surprised the dog didn't call me asking about your behavior. That's how broad. What I want you to do is sometimes like this, that develop an excessive habit of chewing or whatever, it's that you give them a job, give them something to do, some advanced training, get some advanced obedience work, put something in your backyard, a utility, whatever you need to do, agility, whatever you need to do. The fact is the dog is not chewing to be bad. He just needs more focus. And I think increasing the exercise, the energy, and rotating the toys is the resolution to your problem, Mike.
Okay.
Give it a shot. Listen, you got me. You have my number, Mike. You can call me anytime, but I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I want you to read the entire chapter specifically on chewing. Or you can go to my website. There's some great stuff at thepetshow.com on chewing as well. So it's not chewing to be bad. He's chewing because there are other reasons causing it, and we'll resolve those for you. Hey, Ann, we'll get to you. Elaine, we'll get to you. Great time to call me. Got a couple of open lines, pretty rare on the Pet Show. Got lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Great time to give me a call. Well, I do have an open line. But right now, I want to talk to you about my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement. Because if you're tired of bad digestion, shedding, and you want prebiotics and probiotics, listen carefully. tired of your dog or cat's constant licking and scratching and it's making you crazy, what you need is my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Tree. It is so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the total health of your dog or cat. Now listen, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and now I've enriched it with glucosamine and chondroitin, which means that your dogs and cats will have the healthiest hips, joints, and bones possible. Now, I added prebiotics to probiotics because I want the probiotics to work better, and prebiotics does that. Why? We now know that one of the best things you can do for overall health for pets or people is to make sure they have a healthy gut, and that's what Hugs and Kisses is all about. Hugs and Kisses really work to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, bare spots gone, with just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why Hugs and Kisses Supplement is now an Amazon's choice. I want you to go to Hugs and Kisses Supplement at Amazon.com. It's also available at Walmart.com. If you prefer, you can go to my website, ThePetShow.com. Or if you want, call my office directly. You can call my office. We're there. 1-800-430 in the word hugs. So check out Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplements today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430 in the word hugs, then watch your dog or cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I remind them that it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And we are back on the Pet Show. We're going to break for the top of the hour. When we come back, Annie Lane will get right to you. We've got a whole other hour to go, so if you have questions or comments, want to share a story, plenty of time to ask your questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.